Ellen wants to know which foods you could eat which will keep your eyes healthy. There are any.
Well, Giles was talking about the Mediterranean diet, and I think that would be a good start. What you need, actually, is not any fatty diet or unusual diet, but a good, balanced diet. And the story of the Mediterranean diet goes back for many years. It was very recently as last month, shown in a scientific study of 5,000 people that it does protect against macular degeneration, which is a very common cause of loss of clear vision in elderly people.
What actually is that for people who are not in the know? What is macular degeneration?
We were talking earlier about the centre of the retina, a very small area which gives the most precise vision and the colour vision. And that's the area which is vulnerable for various reasons. There are different types of macular degeneration, but on the whole, they tend to affect old people. We live in an ageing society, and so this condition becomes commoner as time goes by. It doesn't blind you, but it does mean that you can't see clearly. You can certainly get about, but you wouldn't, for example, be able to recognise faces across the road or read a newspaper, except the headlines.
And so, apart from eating the Mediterranean diet from an early stage in your life, because that sort of what your answer presupposes, that I've been doing that for a nice long time and I don't get macular degeneration in the first place. If I know, yes, I've got something like that happening, is it too late? Is there anything I can do to start eating something that will stop that happening? Or is there nothing apart from just eating healthily?
Well, there is the five-a-day rule, which was introduced some time ago, and that is actually a little portion of the Mediterranean diet. So that's keeping it quite simple. It is shown also in cataract, that's something which also affects old people, that there are certain vitamins that may be helpful. For example, vitamins C and E and the carotenoids, which include lutein and zeaxanthin. And they occur in dark green leafy vegetables. And so one would certainly encourage that. And there are certain things that would be discouraged in macular degeneration. And the number one probably is smoking.
So don't smoke. Give it up for New Year if you do, I suppose is the answer. Then make that your New Year's resolution.